So, in Parakhas, and before that, the Baal Tanya went through to describe the process of tshuva. Talked about tshuva tata, about a person calling out HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have pity on his neshama, and the especially over the regret that a person needs to sense for the fact that while they were acting immorally, that they were feeding darkness itself, that we were feeding the Sitra Achra its sustenance with our Chataim. Then he launched into, right at the end of Parakhas, at the top of page 196, he said, this is called Tshuva Ilah that comes after Tshuva Tato. So the first thing he teaches us here is that a person has to work in order. You can't go to the higher form of tshuva without first approaching the lower form of tshuva. But what is tshuva ilah? He explains here at the end of Parakhas that a person should study Torah b'dechila v'rechimo with fear and with love. De'iu ben yud hei, quoting the Zohar, that is the child of yud hei, which spells bina. And that's what we're going to get into right now in Perek Tes. Ubira Inyan. What is he talking about? This is brought in the Zohar and in the Tikkun Zohar in several different places. Debina, this concept of Bina, which normally we translate in English as understanding, Iu Tshuva Ilah, that is the higher form of Tshuva. And the Zohar adds the following words, V'ha'em reivetzes alo afreichim. And the mother is hovering above her little birdies. So, what are you supposed to do with that? De'ainu explains the Baal Tanya, what does that mean?
You don't get that?
Right. She'ayidei shemizboinim b'gdulas Hashem. If we put forth the effort to contemplate the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be'amokas hadas, by deepening our thought. Meaning, we really, instead of coasting, we actually put forth some effort into thinking about God. U'moylid meruach binosai, and we give birth with our understanding. We give birth to dechilo v'rechimu sechliem. We give birth to, wow, if God is that great, and He is interested in my avodah, that in turn results in intellectual love and intellectual fear. Going back to what we learned in the beginning of Tanya, that it doesn't always result in emotional love and fear, but at least it should result in intellectual conclusions. That if a God who is so great is interested in me, how much love and awe I should experience. Ubetuv tam vidas. And this is done not on autopilot, but it's done with tuv tam vidas, with understanding, with calculation, with appreciation. Ke'inyin shenema. Gorgeous, the proof he brings here. Li'ahava es Hashem alikecha, to love Hashem your God, but not just to love as we discussed in the beginning of Tanya, because that's what Jews do, because that's part of our inheritance, because it's built into the Jewish DNA. But rather, there's another type of love. What is that? Mishum kiu chayecha. We actually love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a depth, because we've actually spent time pondering the fact kihu chayecha, that He is our life source, meaning there's actually some reason to this. There's been some thinking about this. The person is not satisfied with just the fact that I'm Jewish, so therefore I probably have a relationship with Hashem. So the person is not at all satisfied with the superficial, even though it's not chas v'shalom, it's not superficial, it's essential, it's built into us. But no, here we're talking about actually a person that spent time working on this. And the same is true about all the other emotions that we are supposed to appreciate about our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Awe, trembling, shame, kinoida. So we don't take them for granted, but we work on them. These are such foreign concepts to us. Azay nikras ha'em revetzes ala afreichem. He says, for this reason, it is then called a mother that hovers above the chicklets. Why? Because what we're saying here is that there's an ongoing relationship between the seichel and the midas. So normally we would say that the seichel and our intellect and our character, our love and our fear, can be totally separated. We love and we have awe because we're Jews. As a result of that, it's no longer connected, it's no longer integrated. The midas don't need the mother anymore. Comes the Zohar and says, if we want to do a true tshuva, we need to see to it that the aim should be revetzes ala afreichem. What happens here? What happens is, push it in sideways. What happens is that the mother, for what purpose does the mother hover over the birds? To feed them, to bring them food, right? Meaning that there's still an ongoing relationship. Do it sideways, like you were doing it before, just squeeze it through. There is an ongoing relationship between the mother who continues to give new sources of ahav and yirah to the midas.
That's only in teshuva?
No. It's not only in teshuva, okay. But it is critical to teshuva ilah.
Just mark shalitah, right?
It's certainly a part of it here, but correct. Now, taking it a step further, we're on page 196. Ikra hava, who is tavkus rucha berucha. The main manifestation of love is when one spirit connects with another. Kameshik Siv, like Shlaima Melech says, Yishakenu minashikas piu, that a lip-to-lip kiss, which is where the two spirits coincide, is the deepest form of connection. Kenoida. What's he trying to say? That if we are trying to reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there needs to be a total and all-encompassing reconnection. That is called love with one's entire nefesh. Meaning, very simple. Shehem heim kol chelkei nefesh. That means we got to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with every component of our being. Seichel, our intellect, umidos, our character, ulivushehem, and their garments, as we learned in the beginning of Tanya, which are machshava dibur maisa, our thought, our speech, and our action, and we're called upon lidavka kulan bo yizbarach to connect all of them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dahaino, that is to say, Nochum, grab a chair out there. Hamidos bimidos of yizbarach. For starts, we need to connect our midas to Hashem's midas. What is that all about? That means mahu rachum afat rachum. Just like He is compassionate, we need to be compassionate. Right? He's quoting the Gemara here that we need hadbek b'midaisav, means that we need to emulate the midas of Hashem.
It's not intellectual. I said before.
No, not in this point here. He's getting that. Now he's going to get to it. Ve'aseichel b'sichloi. And just like we need to connect our midas to Hashem's midas, we need to connect our seichel to His seichel. Now, v'chachmosa yizbarach. And what does it mean to connect our seichel to His seichel? That refers to Hashem's wisdom. Hu iyun ha-Torah. That refers to engrossing our minds in the wisdom of Torah, because Torah is the result of Hashem's Chachma. So if we want to connect our Midas, we emulate Hashem's Midas. If we want to connect our Seichel, we got to engross and entrench our minds in Chachmas HaTorah. V'chein ha-machshava b'machshavta yisbarach, and so too our thoughts need to be connected to godly thoughts. V'adibur, how do we connect on the levush of dibur? B'dvar Hashem zu halacha. We make sure that what's coming out of our mouths is the word of Hashem. U'kamesh k'siv, like the pasuk says, v'asim dvarei b'ficha v'dvarei ha-shesamti b'ficha. Hashem says, these are my words that I put into your mouth. That's how you connect your dibur to Hashem. V'amaisa, an action. Humaisa tzedakah. Action is the action of tzedakah. La'achis ruach shvalim, which is to give life to the spirit of the downtrodden. K'meshiksev, kisheshis yomim osa Hashem, k'noyid b'mokim acher, that asiya refers to the action of tzedakah. Back to now to the top of Tzadik Tes. So we're talking about tshuva yilah. V'zuhu izdavkus terucha berucha. This is the definition of our spirit connecting to Hashem's spirit. B'tachlis hadvekus v'ayichot. In the most extreme form of unity. Kishihi machmas ahava. When the result of it. Meaning that we could go through and do all these things, but they're not going to be the result of tshuva. They're not going to be the result of ahava. The process needs to begin with contemplation. When we contemplate and we say, I need to love this God, I need to have awe, I need to have a relationship, and then we go ahead and we involve our machshava and our dibra and our maisa in the source, then we're following a design. It's a process. It's not just doing. It's not just a bunch of disparate parts. I'm doing mitzvahs, I'm learning Torah, I'm speaking words of Torah. No, this is part of a structure which begins with contemplating the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch.
So if you don't love, then you can't do it?
Probably. The what?
If you don't love, you can't do it properly?
No, he's saying you could certainly do it, you should do it. But that's not what Tshuva Yilah is. Tshuva Yilah is going through the process of the Avodah being the result of contemplation.
And now, ending up in love.
It's a spiral.
You have to continues. Start off and carry on.
Can you start that, please?
No.
Okay.
I'll explain.
No problem. Now, ulefi shepigama bris, because corruption of bris, and this is one of the very few places the Baal Tanya addresses this at all in any of his svarim. Boitzas zera levatola. When a person corrupts their bris by allowing the emission or causing the emission of zera levatola, ve'ein tzarach loymer biarayis. He says, I'm not even for sure this is the case. When it comes to the violation of relationships that are forbidden, or other forms of relations that are forbidden biblically or rabbinically, he says that this ends up corrupting, interestingly, where does the pigam take place? Where does the flaw take place? It takes place in the brain. Ulechein tikunai. So how does one rectify pigama bris? Tikunai hu di asik b'raisa. The solution, the rectification, is the study of Torah, the mechach menafka that comes from Hashem's wisdom. And he says, I'll prove it to you. It's written in Tana de Elio, which was written obviously by Elio. Adam of Avera ben Ischayev Misa. If a person transgresses the Avera and he is culpable of the death penalty, what should he do in order to restore his life? If he was accustomed to studying one page, he should do the daf twice. Lishnais perek echad, if he was accustomed to studying one perek of Mishnayis, Yishneves perakim, should learn two perakim. Vahainu kimashal chevel hanifsik. This is akin to a rope that was ripped. V'chayze v'kayshrei, and the person wants to go back and tie it, so he can't take the rope and just stick it together like this. It's not going to connect. Right? It's not going to work. What do you got to do? Shebemokem hakesher, you go ahead. So now you go ahead and you make two knots. And you tie the two ends together. Shebemokem hakesher hu kofel hamechufel. What ends up resulting is that that becomes the strongest part of the rope. Where you tie it together ends up becoming the strongest part. And that's the Beis Prakim. There was a flaw that was created in the Mayach. Rectify it by infusing it at that very point with Chachmas HaTorah. And it ends up becoming the strongest point. V'kachu b'chabal HaKlosek, says the Baal Tanya, Azoi is Eichet. That's how it is when it comes to the rope, referring to the Chevron HaKlosai, which is us, which is Klal Yisrael, Yankiv Chevron HaKlosai, we are the rope that stems from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
So it seems by doing the verse is actually good.
That is one corrupt way of looking at it. If a person will end up doing tshuva correctly, that's what it says, B'makom Shabali tshuva imdim, and tzadik yimuchim yon lamin. V'zeh Shomer Kosef, he says, and I want to prove it to you from the pasuk says, "Bechesed ve'emes yichu peravoy," and it says, "With chesed and with truth, the aver will be atoned for." Ve'en emes al Torah. What's the truth? Truth refers to Torah. Ve'avoy, and another proof he brings to this concept, he's trying to prove that the kapara for pegam habris is the study of Torah. Ve'avoy beis eli. The sin of the house of Eli HaKoyin, b'zevach u'mincha, then in mischaper, Chazal say that a zevach and a mincha kabbonis won't work. Al mischaper b'toyro gminas chasodem, k'de'isa b'seif perakam v'drosh Hashanah, but he will be atoned for with Torah and gminas chasodem. Now, so he said here, you got to go back, and there needs to be a full being approach. Rucha berucha, connection on the deepest level of the spirit of the human being to Kaviyachal, the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he said that that takes place on every level of the nefesh, seichel, midas, and the levushim. And the levushim are thought, speech, and deed. Full bombardment. And that is the definition of tshuva yilah. Now, he's going to launch into a analysis in Perek Yud that's really dependent upon something that he talks about in earlier in Tanya, which is the distinction between Torah and mitzvahs. Chachmas HaTorah, the study of Torah and the performance of mitzvahs. Okay? So let's see it inside. Perek Yud. V'nitshuv ilo zu diskav dis is davkusa derucha berucha. This highest form of tshuva that we have been discussing, which is the connection of the spirit to the spirit, al yedei Torah gemilas chasadim, that takes place through the study of Torah and acts of kindness, he bebchinas hamshocha milamayla lamata. You got to understand, he says, that what's going on when a person connects to the study of Torah or to acts of mitzvahs, all of that is drawing upon godly energy and enveloping oneself with that which comes and descends from above. Liyaz Dvar Hashem Mamash Bifiv. When we're talking about the study of Torah, when we are talking words of Torah, it is awesome, godly words that are in our mouth.
When we realize that or not?
Right. Like we said earlier, Hashem says, I'm putting my words in your mouth. And the pasuk says that Hashem's right arm hugs us. That's when we act in a godly way and we perform acts of kindness. We are drawing upon godly energy. Which Zohar says that chesed is Hashem's right arm. So when we do these things, what we're doing is we're drawing upon ourselves from above godly emanations. That's what's going on when we throw ourselves, as he discussed in Perek Tes, when a person throws themselves into the study of Torah and the performance of mitzvahs, what the person is doing is bringing down vast amounts of istavkus rucha brucha, of connecting spirit to spirit, through bringing godly emanations into the world. But there's another requirement, and that is, what are we doing from our part? In what way are we perfecting ourselves to be kelim for that godly presence? Aval adam atachtoin, but us, lowly human beings, tzorich leilich mimadrega lemadrega, we need to go from our lower status to a higher status, mimata lemaila, from below to above. So if we're going to have an istav kesuch deruchu, we got to do our part. We got to meet Hashem halfway. It's not enough to just draw on the energy from above and bring it down. What are we doing? In addition to the fact that obviously we're speaking the words of Torah, in addition to the fact that we're doing our contemplation, in addition to the fact that we're doing the acts of chesed, but all of those are borrowing from Hashem's warehouses. What are we doing from our part? Says the Baal Tanya. Again, we need to do ours to raise ourselves from below to above. That's the concept of tshuva ilah. V'istavkes rucha berucha b'kavonas halev, that is to connect spirit to spirit, b'kavonas halev b'tvila. This is where davening plays a critical role. Kavanas halev b'tfila.
That's what's going on.
That's human preparation for our connection with Hashem. Attending to our hearts in tfila ubifrat, especially b'kriya shema ubirchasa, especially in the recitation of Shema and her brachas. In order that when we arrive at those words, that we can say them with truth. And similarly, meaning, when we arrive, we want to say the words of when we speak about our study of Torah, that study of Torah should be coming from a place where it resonates true.
You walk the walk.
Exactly. Now, so he touched upon love. He touched upon that when we study Torah, we should be there. And finally, v'chein l'kayim kol ha-mitzvos. So too, the same applies to who are we when we are going to perform the mitzvahs that he mentioned in Perek Tes. Who is the person that's doing those mitzvahs? K'moy sh'ksiv asher kidshanu b'mitzvosav. We're supposed to be sanctified with our performance of those mitzvahs. K'moy, like we say, hareyat mikudeshesli, like a husband says to a wife, you should be consecrated, designated for me. When we say asher kidshanu b'mitzvosav, we're talking about in what way are we designated or consecrated to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hibchinis kodesh ha'elyon lashon prishus v'avdalah. This means that we are designated for the one above. We're separated from anything else. She'eni yochal v'yislabish toich almin, because the Rebbeinu Shalaylam's presence, his emanation cannot enter into the world, because everything before him has no status at all. He is greater than anything in this world. Here he's referring back to what he talked about there, that there's a distinction between Chachmas Hashem and Ratzon Hashem. Torah is something that can enter into our minds. We can grasp it on some level. We can grasp it on billions of levels. Because the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed it, it's Chachmah, and it can be absorbed by the human mind. Ratzon is unabsorbable. Ratzon is higher than anything we can grasp. And on that level, mitzvahs are higher than Torah. Don't forget, by the way, that Limud HaTorah is a mitzvah. So, even in, as we learn Chachmas Hashem, we're doing Ratzon Hashem, which is cannot be digested or perceived by the human mind. On this level, when a person does a mitzvah, he's enveloped by a godly light. It can't enter into his being because it's bigger, it's larger than it. There's no way for the human being to process it. But nonetheless, we need to prepare ourselves and designate ourselves in Kriya Shema and in Tefillah to be mitzvah doers. So, Tefillah is a hachana for Limud HaTorah, and Tefillah is the preparation to allow a Jew to be a mitzvah doer. And this is fundamental Yisoidi Yisoidis, which is never discussed, never talked about. That Tefillah is the ground of preparation. It's the hachana that allows a person to be worthy to do a mitzvah. V'gam achat tefillah. And even after davening. Oyim elecha Hashem nafshi esa. This, what do we say in Tachnun? To you, Hashem, I lift up my soul. That is to say, this process doesn't end with my davening. It's not like I'm going to end davening and now I'm going to go be an animal for the rest of the day. But the point is to become a different person so that throughout the day I'm consistent with who I was during davening. V'cholze, all of this can only happen. And again, this is so foreign, but we got to try. Through contemplating the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'hamokas hadas, by really allowing our heads to get into it, b'shtayim lefonel, the two brachas preceding Shema, u'b'psukei d'zimra k'noida, and then utilizing the p'sukei d'zimra, all of that is designed to get our heads into the hachana of being able to say v'yahavta. Since davening is a critical component in tshuvah ilah, you can't go from 0 to 60 in 20 seconds. You first need to begin with regret and extracting from evil what we've handed it. This is the what Chazal say in the Mishnah. I thought it was in Peliyot only. It's in Peliyot 100 times. A person can only get up to daven from the vantage point of a heaviness. Upirish Rashi. Rashi says, what's Kavod Reish? It is Hachna. It's a brokenheartedness. V'ibchinis Tshuvatata. Before davening, you got to start the process. But Tshuvatata. You get another glimpse, guys, of why people started davening at 11 o'clock, even though they were up at 4. The first has got to be like we discussed in Perek Ches, to arouse heavenly mercy over what we have messed up in our lives. The Pasuk learns it out from Chana. The Pasuk says that she was Moras Nefesh. She had a bitter heart. She did tshuva. It was. She beat up on herself. Okay. Yet, what do you do with the fact? The Bibrayis Hashem. The Gemara says Tana Rabbanan. That at the same time you got to start davening with simcha. Well, which one is it? So now in our poor times, and this was 200 years ago, he didn't even have a glimpse into our times. Now he says it's very difficult for us to switch from hachna to simcha. Evidently, once upon a time, a person was able to say, okay, I'm going to spend 20 minutes on hachna, I'm beating up on myself, I'm humbling myself, and then I switch to simcha. Now, you guys remember what Ramatla does here? Ramatla does such a brilliant thing with this. Ramatla says that Hashem wants to have a dira b'tachtonim. Hashem wants to have a dwelling place among the low. So he says, Rabbi Shalom, if that's the case, I'm your man. It doesn't get any lower than me. So he says that these two things, therefore, are not a steer at all. Because ultimately, the person's going to say, Rabbi Shalom, you wanted to have a dira b'tachtoinim, I'm your guy, and therefore he becomes the source of the joy.
Right.
Because I'm fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem, right? So he says, and now in our times, that we can't go, and I will tell you that in our times, in the 2000 whatever year we're in, changes every year, that it is dangerous for a person to spend too much time in self humiliation. Don't do it by davening. Don't prepare for davening in the beat-up process. Do it by tikkun chatzos instead. Those of us who have a difficult time saying tikkun chatzos every night, it's getting harder with the years. At least do it once a week. Do it on Thursday nights. As those who know. Shabbos is a concept of Aliyas Olamos. Shabbos is the higher form of tshuva. You don't beat up on yourself on Shabbos. V'Shabbos Oisiyas Tashev. Looks like the Baal Tanya learned the Be'er Mayim Chaim. Shabbos is the same letters as Tashev is doing tshuva. Tashev Enish. Ki b'Shabbos Yaliyas Olamos Lemkarim. Because as the Siddur Shal Shabbos writes, Shabbos is the day that the worlds return to their original state. Ubefrat tefillah Shabbos, especially davening on Shabbos. Davening on Shabbos is the highest of the high, the deepest of the deep, the greatest form of tshuva. Okay, so ultimately, he's saying here that davening is tshuvila. Davening is the time of the greatest and deepest form of tshuva a person can do. It is istavkus rucha berucha. It is ultimately, if you want an imagery, it is a kiss, lip to lip, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what davening is supposed to be. It allows for the process to take place which will create the connection in Seichel, so that Limud HaTorah can take place. It's that which allows a person to be a correct kli to do a mitzvah. And parenthetically, the Svarim point out, or Mutla mentions that Apelias, that that's one of the reasons for a bracha before we do a mitzvah, is that there's a moment of tefillah that takes place before a person does a mitzvah. That bracha itself is the tefillah that precedes the mitzvah. It's that preparation. It is the tshuva ilah. And ultimately, it needs to begin with using our seichel to contemplate Godless Hashem, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, we'll get to it when we go back in a few weeks to the beginning of Tanya, that this beating up process is only in designated times. Generally what happens is as soon as we start Pesukah de Zimra, we begin to beat up on ourselves. And he says that's a telltale sign that it's coming from evil. Because it doesn't belong there. Anytime something's out of place, Shabbos, you get up to Dav and all of a sudden he's there telling you how awful you are. Those are all signs that it's the Yetzer Hara. The only time that the process of self-humbling comes from Kedusha is when we designate a time for it. That's the only time it comes from Kedusha. Any other time, you tell him to go pack his bags, right? Pesukah de Zimra is when we should be thinking about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not our own self.
It's a good thing when that happens, though. It was certainly a good thing, because then saying we got that there's something about our tefillah that's
trying to be blocked.
Right.
Correct. Alright, so we'll finish this up in Mitzvah. I hope next week we'll finish up Yigeres HaTshuva and go back to the beginning where we were. Sure.